Okay, again, thanks a lot for coming out. And again, let's give a big hand. This is Chris. Come on! Big DEF CON welcome!
All right, thank you. Oh, these lights are bright, and I just took a shot. All right, this is the environment path less traveled. It's full of easy privilege escalation phones. I'm a security researcher. My name's Chris Campbell. I'm a security researcher for the Harris Corporation. I am not... Do not represent them in this talk. This is all personal research. Standard disclaimer applies. I used to be on the Army Red Team. Any former Red Team people here? None. They love me so much. I'm one of the developers of PowerSploit. Has anyone used PowerSploit? Yeah. Awesome. I'm on Twitter. I'm normally yelling at people at ObscureSec, and my blog is obscuresec.com. This is my first time talking at DEF CON. I've wanted to talk at DEF CON for many, many years, so I'm pretty excited and terrified at the same time. All right, so let's start with Windows sucks. As someone who's been forced to work with it for over a decade, I can say that with great authority. It sucks a lot, and Windows 8 is terrible. But it does suck a lot less now because of PowerShell. Right? Everybody using PowerShell now? Yep. We finally have a full shell like the rest of the world. So PowerShell is awesome and is definitely moving Microsoft's product, their flagship product, forward and gives us a lot more power. But moving forward in the next version of Windows, in Windows 9, we're going to have some new and exciting things in the form of OneGet. OneGet is already shipping with PowerShell version 5. It's a package manager. Has anyone ever heard of OneGet? Wow, that's more people than I thought was going to raise their hand. How many people have heard of Chocolatey Nougat? Yeah, Chocolatey Nougat is awesome. How about PSGet? All right. So all of these utilities have lots of purposes, and the reason I put this talk together was to kind of highlight these things because every con I would go to, I'd mention it, and people had no idea what I was talking about. So full disclosure, Chocolatey Nougat is written by a friend of mine. I do beat up on it in this talk, but he is a really good guy, and he works really hard, and he's patched almost all of the phones before today. So these things will help simplify. If you're an admin or you're a pen tester and you want to advocate how to patch third-party applications, moving forward, this is going to be a way, using OneGet, to patch Adobe, Java, Flash, all the third-party apps that you're paying money for other products. OneGet will allow you to patch those on a regular basis with easy scheduled tasks. It also is great for researching vulnerabilities. So I'll tell you one story about how I used it in a few slides. And then another way is to build quick CTFs. I do that quite often. Once I find a vulnerability, and I'm building a little environment for people to play around in, this speeds that entire process up. And it gives you a little bit of ability to randomize what is on each box to make it look more real. All right, so these are quotes from the OneGet page. It's a new way to discover and install software packages for Windows. It's new, except everyone in every other language or every other operating system has had it forever. But it lets you seamlessly install and uninstall packages with a single PowerShell command. So it ships with PowerShell version 5, which is in beta right now. You can get it and download it. And it's actually open source, which is really cool. Let's give Microsoft a hand for starting to open source some of their products. So it's on GitHub if you want to check out the source code. That's there at the bottom. All right. Now my favorite package manager is Chocolatey Nougat. This is not technically in beta anymore. It has over 4 million downloads and over 2,000 unique packages. It's written by Rob Reynolds. It has over 30 contributors. It is open source as well. And recently, Microsoft declared that it was a supported open source project. I really don't, honestly, it's not a knock on Microsoft. I have no idea what that means. I don't know if that means money or what. But Chocolatey is out there. If you've never used it, it's great. But it's got a few problems. PSGet is specific to PowerShell. I just included it just to be complete. PSGet is like pip. It's just a bunch of functions that have been screened by a few people that you can grab easily and download and use. All right, so I was doing a long-term engagement, and I discovered Chocolaty Nougat being used, and they had their own private repo server in an enterprise. Has anyone ran into any of these package managers on a pen test? Anybody? Nobody. Yes. All right, so you're probably going to run into them in the future, so it's great that you're here. So I saw that it was being used. I found some privilege escalation vulnerabilities on their main baseline, and then I later discovered that they kind of came from their use of Chocolaty Nougat. So they asked me to do a further review. So I reached out to Rob, and I told him, hey, I'm going to do some tests. He was like, cool. I didn't realize that Rob was paying for his bandwidth. So that first day, I just started downloading every single package and just shot his bill sky high, jacked up all his numbers on his website. I also blue screened the VM because in my infinite wisdom, I decided that I was going to do it all from one VM. So I created a Choco VM and I just said, you know, download star and install them all. So I tried to install 1800 binaries on a single Windows 8 VM and I got the frowny face pretty quick. So let's go over a couple of the problems. It is 2014, is it not? Can we stop using HTTP to download installation files? So the top one is PSGET, and this is currently on their website, I believe. This is how they suggest that you install PSGET. So what you're doing there is you're using the .NET web client object, and you're downloading the contents of the get.psget.ps1 script. Then you're piping it to IEX, which is an alias for invoke expression. So you're basically just downloading a script from an HTTP site and then executing it. It is 2014, people. Below that, though, you've got Chocolaty, which had a similar problem, but he immediately fixed it as soon as I brought it up. But the installation itself was pulling down a NUPKG package, which is just a zipped up PowerShell script over HTTP. So it itself had the exact same problem. But that's been fixed. All right, so the next thing I decided to do was to make this more parallel. So I created a bunch of Windows VMs, some of them using Azure, and got a nice call from the Azure abuse team. But I decided to use Windows 7 and Windows 8 because not all the software supported Windows 8 at that time. And then I still had a few blue screens. So the first thing I wanted to do, because this is my friend's repo, was no one was doing any quality check on the code or the actual binaries, the packages that were being submitted. So I wanted to see if it was being abused already with malware. So I scripted hashing every single one, and there are tons of tools out there to do this. One's built into sysinternals now. So I was able to find, I scripted hashing all the new files, and I found 100 ones that when I submitted the MD5s to VirusTotal, it didn't know about. So then I scanned those, and 31 of them had detections. Now, a lot of them were admin tools, but there was some full-blown malware, including one that was straight up an interpreter binary that someone built a package for and put it up there. So most of those, I believe, are removed. I believe. And I think Rob and the other developers are doing a good job looking for that now. So I also wanted to use the opportunity to write a new tool to look for privilege escalation vulnerabilities. As pen testers, it's something we run into a lot. You get on a box as user, say through phishing, and you have to privilege escalate. Every way I've been taught is to do run a series of commands to check ACLs, to go through everything manually. So PowerSploit was missing a privilege escalation module. So I looked for the common path-based, file permission-based, service DLL preloading, and I found a bunch. And a lot of this talk was going to be about that, but I had a lot of pushback from the vendors. So you can beat me up about it, but but I really got tired of dealing with them. So I'm not disclosing any of the silly vulnerabilities in their silly products, and I'm not giving them any press at DEF CON. And most of the applications were so obscure that no one here really would care. But the talk that I followed mostly was this one. Has anyone seen this talk? Encyclopedia of Windows Privilege Escalation. It's a couple years old, but it's still very valid. It's a great talk, so I definitely wanted to give that talk a shout out. Here's some other resources. Chris Gates and Rob Fuller gave a talk a couple times. I believe it was Add is the New Black. That talk is great. The rest of this talk is mostly about subverting the path, and I wrote a blog post about that a couple months ago at the bottom. And those other two are great resources for privilege escalation. So there was prior work before I submitted this to DEF CON. I actually took this code almost completely and just rewrote each thing in PowerShell. So this was Windows Privest Check from Pentest Monkey. Has anyone used this? A couple people? It's actually really cool, but it kind of defeats the purpose. In that you have to either compile it as a binary, put it down on disk, or have Python installed on the box. So with PowerShell, we don't need that. So I wrote a privilege escalation module that I was planning on releasing here. But then this guy, who's awesome, Harmjoy, Will, wrote PowerUp. Has anyone seen PowerUp? Couple people? All right, well, hopefully some more people. It's already on version 1.1. Will has added a ton of stuff, and it is way better than what I wrote. So what we're doing right now is we're porting all of that. We're adding a few things that were in mine that aren't in his, and that'll be the next privilege escalation module in PowerSploit. But it'll be 95% of Harmjoy's work. You can download this right now. It works great. All right. So back to the package managers. So the problem that OneGit suffers from already, and it hasn't even been really released yet, is that the repo server has to be trusted. And right now, there's so many people already using the Chocolaty repo servers that they've decided not to stand up their own yet. Maybe they'll do that in the future. We saw that over 4 million people have used the Chocolaty repos to download stuff. But the Chocolaty repo allows anyone in this room can quickly build a package and deploy it. So right now with OneGit, you have to explicitly go in and say, yes, I trust the Chocolaty repo, but it's already there. So it's really easy to do, and there are already a bunch of guides on the internet about, hey, just trust this repo. But the bottom line is all of the packet managers, whether it's written by Microsoft or written by anyone else, they inherit all the vulnerabilities from both the repo server and the packages themselves. So here's... probably can't see that at all, can you? Here's what a Chocolaty package looks like. It's really basically two things. So it's this XML document with all the different descriptions. And then it's a PowerShell script to install it and all the different switches and flags to install it silently. And that's really all it is. So it would be really easy for an enterprise to stand up their own repo server and then deploy their own packages for all of their internal tools. So let's talk about the path. So it's really easy to see what's in your path. So in this screenshot, I have a few things. Does anyone see anything that could be problematic that is in my path? Say it louder. Python. Check your box right now. See if Python is sitting on the root of C. If it is, it probably inherited the permissions of the root of C, which allow any user to write to any binary in that folder. So now we've created not just a DLL preloading problem, but we've created a problem where every service that is using the path to pull its DLLs can actually be abused. So there's something else that uses the path. PowerShell version 3, so a really easy way to find this problem and DLL hijacking and other DLL-related issues is to use Process Monitor. And there are lots of guides on the internet that show you how to do this. In this case, PowerShell version 3 will check the path for the existence of PS console host readline .ps1, .psm1, .psd1, .com, .exe, .bat, blah, 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 blah. Anyone have a guess as to what it does if it finds it? It wouldn't execute it, would it? So, any user on this box could just write psconsolehostreadline.cmd and make it be net add myself to local admins and sit back and wait for an admin to just open PowerShell. As soon as the console shows up, that's executed and you've privilege escalated. So the vast majority of the packages, well, now I'll show you that. So up top is what it used to look, the install for Chocolatey used to look like, and then at the bottom is what it currently looks like. So the problem with Chocolatey and all of its packages and why they were almost all vulnerable, including things like sysinternals and tons of other utilities that if you're using Chocolatey and you've already downloaded, you might want to check those out because they didn't go back to fix the permissions. They were dropping everything in C Chocolatey bin, which any user had the ability to write to. So anyone who was using Chocolatey or OneGit with Chocolatey and installed packages, all of those packages are vulnerable to privilege escalation to the tune of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. So the fix was actually really simple. He is now using the all users profile. Can you guys see that? Yes, you can see it. So before the fix, all right, and that does not look great on this screen either. So before the fix, sinst is the command to install something, C-I-N-S-T. You could go into the actual Chocolatey files and go in and change and add whatever commands you wanted. And then in the environment I was pen testing, they were running commands remotely to execute this locally to update everything. So I was able to get domain admin by just writing a net user add command to add myself to domain admins and sitting back and waiting one day. In this case, I'm just popping calc. So I really have no idea what I'm doing most of the time. So I have lots of friends, and friends are good. So I'll start with Rob. Rob wrote Chocolatey, and he's done a great job fixing everything that I find and telling me when some of the stuff is just plain stupid. Matt Graber, the original author of PowerSploit, he's a really good friend of mine. Joe Bialik from Microsoft helped me a lot. Will, who wrote PowerUp, and Will Peteroy, and Lee Holmes from the PowerShell security team, who worked through removing that feature from PowerShell version 4. And all of you guys who came to my first DEF CON talk, I hope to have many more, and hopefully the next ones are full hours. But thanks, guys.